What's poppin', peoples? I'm bringing this episode to you guys because there's something that's been just growing on my mind. A couple questions that we all can ask ourselves. It's March 30th, 2020. A couple questions that we can ask ourselves amid this medical emergency that seems to be sweeping the entire globe. This will be over. That's the first thing I want to say. I want to get that out there. I want to state that to you all. This will be over soon. And so the real question is, once this is over, will I be better? I want you to ask yourselves, will I be better than I am now? Or will I be worse? Because right now, since the world is technically, basically at a standstill, it's indefinitely, like for an unmeasured amount of time, the world will continue to be at a standstill. So it's basically like we're in this giant vortex. This giant empty vortex. And whatever we put into this vortex is whatever is going to manifest in our minds and in our lives over the course of possibly the rest, well, obviously, the rest of our lives, but more importantly, the rest of this year, the rest of 2020, the rest of this decade, the rest of our lives, the rest of this century. What we do now is of utmost importance. In the last episode, I was repeatedly stating that it's important that we keep the main thing. We continue to focus on growing our money, on creating an abundance, so that we can take care of ourselves, so that we can take care of our families, so that we can take care of our communities, so that we can take care of everything in the world, so that we can take care of everything around us, so that we can survive. The main thing, survival. So, going back to the question, once this is all over, will I be better than I was when it began? Will I be stronger? Will I be more intelligent? We're in this vortex. Whatever you put into your mind in this vortex, whatever you download into your brain, as we are experiencing this vortex, is whatever you are going to download into the earth, whatever you're going to express in the earth once this whole thing is over. Right now we're at the zero point. I'm not going to go like, I don't want to be all like mystic, because it's like, there's some shit that not everybody has to believe or has to like understand. But in numerology, the number zero, the very first number, basically serves as a vortex. Like as you go up from 0 to 9, each number has its own meaning. 0 is the vortex. 1 is the first step towards whatever you put in that vortex. That's all I'm going to explain for now. But right now we're at that zero point. We're at the origin. That's why whenever you look at a graph, the 0, 0, they call that the origin. That's where we are. We are at the origin. What are you at the origin of? Because we're all at the origin of the rest of our lives. We all have this opportunity to make something new of our lives. A lot of people have been laid off. A lot of people have been given some time to really, really question their occupation, to question their line of work, to search around, to really like just pull your head out of the fishbowl and look around at your environment and make the necessary changes. I'm asking this question because this is what's been just paramount on my brain. I don't know what paramount is, so I'm not going to use that word. This is what's been at the top of my mind, at the forefront of my mind, in the front of my brain. Once this is all over, will I be better? Will I be stronger? Will I be more intelligent? Those are three questions that you don't have to ask yourself these questions. But I'm sure that we can all see the benefits of continuously asking ourselves these questions. Once this is all over, will I be better? Will I be stronger? Will I be more intelligent? I'm asking you guys these questions because I believe in you guys. I believe that you guys can become better. I believe that you guys can become stronger. I believe that you guys can become more intelligent. We're in the vortex. What we put into this vortex is exactly what will be expressed over the course of the rest of the year, over the course of the rest of the decade, over the course of the rest of our lives. You guys are in control. We're all in control. I want you guys to really, really think about this. Will I be better? Will I be stronger? Will I be more intelligent once this entire thing is over? Because it's very easy to go soft. It's very easy to stay at home and just watch TV, eat food, let it all just sit in our gut so that our belly becomes soft, so that our actions become soft. I'm asking you guys this because I saw myself. I caught myself today, earlier today. I had the option to go out and service my community. I decided to take a nap. Unfortunately for me, I woke up to a very unpleasant phone call. And that whipped my ass back into shape. Like, yo, did what I just do, was that making me better? Was that making me stronger? Was that making me more intelligent? The answer was no. So, like, I just hopped up, had to get back on it. So I'm asking you guys, what are you doing right now? What are you downloading into your brain? Is it making you better? Is it making you stronger? Is it making you more intelligent? When it expresses itself on the opposite end of this madness, will it help you? Will it help the people around you? Will it help your family? Will it help the entire world? I'm doing my best. No matter how good you're doing, there's always room for improvement. As rough as that seems. I'm just saying, I love you guys. That's why I'm bringing this up. Will you guys be better? Will you guys be going harder than you were before? Will you guys be more cut from working out at home, from doing these home workouts, burning calories, taking cold showers, eating healthy food, ignoring the television? Will you guys ignore your television? Will you ignore Netflix? Will you read books? You don't have to. You don't have to read books. You don't have to ignore Netflix. You don't have to ignore the TV. Anything you choose to do is perfectly fine. I just want you guys to ask yourselves, once this is all over, will I be better? Will I be stronger? Will I be more intelligent? I want you guys to really, really, really dwell on this. And again, I'm not in charge of you. Like, you are in control of your life. I've just presented you this information. And so now what you choose to do is your responsibility. But now that you know, there's no way that you can unknow. So I know that as you choose to make yourself better, as you choose to make yourself stronger, as you choose to make yourself more intelligent, you'll be more conscious of it. You'll be more aware of it. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll smile more genuinely and more frequently. And as you catch yourself doing things that are not making you better, stronger, or more intelligent, you'll be more conscious of it because you've downloaded this information into your brain. Your awareness is greater. You are better than... From listening to this alone, my intention is to help you become better, to help you become more intelligent, to help you become more aware that we're in the vortex. We have this excellent opportunity to push ourselves forward. So let's push ourselves forward. Let's grow. Let's continue to grow. The way I see it, you're either going to become a marshmallow or you're going to become a mountain. You can go soft like a marshmallow or you can go hard like a mountain. You can start building your mountain. Build your mountain of wealth, your mountain of riches, so that you can provide for yourself, so that you can provide for your family, so that you can provide for your community, so that you can provide for the world around you. Let's all do our best to become better. Let's all do our best to become stronger. Let's all do our best to become more intelligent now that we are more aware of the vortex. We are in the vortex. Sounds weird. Sounds like some crazy mysticism. Because it basically is. But now that you're aware of it, it's your responsibility to make the most of it. You guys are beautifully intelligent people. You guys are beautiful and intelligent people. You guys are strong people. You guys are always growing. That's why you guys continue to tune into this, because you always want to do better. That's why I continue to make these episodes, because I want to help you guys do better. As I become better, you guys become better as well. I'm going to run through these three questions one last time for you guys. Once this is all over, once we're free to roam the earth like the young monkeys, M-O-N-K-E-E, monks in training, like the young monkeys and brilliant individuals that we are. Will I be better? Will I be stronger? Will I be more intelligent? I love you guys. And I ask you guys these questions because I know that I'm getting better. I know that I'm getting stronger, and I know I'm becoming more intelligent every day. Like every day I'm putting my head down. I'm focusing on how to make myself better, focusing on how to make myself stronger, focusing on how to make myself more intelligent. And I'm extremely grateful that I caught myself slacking it today, because it brought it to my attention that, yo, if I'm going to be better, I got to like share this with the people around me, share this with the people within my community, with the people that are on the same frequency as me. That's why we're all tuned into this podcast. Because you are the people that want to be better, stronger, and more intelligent. So I'm going to ask you one last time. Once this whole thing is over, will you be better? Will you be stronger? Will you be more intelligent? The choice is yours.